Understood. How to deal with the fear of losing the close ones. This is the way of knowledge. This is the way of the heart. This is the way of the will. And this is the way of the soul. So way of the knowledge is to remind ourselves that there is in this world nothing in its present state which can stay permanent. This is a fact. Today or tomorrow things will go, and they should go. Why they go is because everybody is in their own evolutionary journey. And if we really love people, we should not be holding them back. They have to go. As the Buddha said, and Shri Krishna also said, this transient, to remember that there is a transience which is there in life, and when we understand, when we remember it, remind ourselves, then we never get so deeply attached that we fear or we suffer. Okay? This one. This is the way of the knowledge. What to do with the heart? Mind understands. Everybody has read it. Heart doesn't understand. So for the heart, we have to learn to differentiate between love and attachment. So attachment is egoism in love, which means I love the person not for the sake of the person, but for myself. I want the person to be here because of something which I get. It's a sad truth. So very often when parents, for example, are elderly, I see this dilemma. Sometimes even the parents, actually they are in a very miserable... I am not advocating euthanasia. Euthanasia is out of question. But I am just saying that we get so attached, they go put their 85, 90 years on ventilator. Multi-organ damage. You know that coming back or prolonging life is not good. Especially in the Indian setting where you know that, you know, we believe in rebirth and we understand that it's on the journey. So that's where attachment, because their presence is giving me maybe a sense of security and support. So we have to remove attachment, which is egoism in love. Now this is not only with parents. Let's take the other example of a child. Now one is I love the child for my own sake. Then I would want the child to be near me. You see, in olden times, it was very difficult to send the child away. Parents always wanted nearby so that you are within reach. The child can come despite the fact that when something happens, it is the person right there who is going to help you. Otherwise, you call it destiny or whatever. So, point is, but still there was a fear. Fear was because if the child goes away, maybe abroad or maybe far away, or maybe to military. So the fear was that, you know, the child is not available for me. And if something happens, then yes, it's a loss. But if you take the other attitude of love, that my task here is to help the child blossom along his own lines of journey. He is on his own journey. And he has come to me. I am a trustee. And as long as the child is passing through me, I should take care, provide all that is helpful, a beautiful atmosphere, so that the child can blossom. Of course, we can't change destiny, but we can help in that process. But when the child grows, he has to lead his own life. Many parents suffer from this. It's called as emptiness syndrome. And it's very detrimental to everybody, because the child has to discover himself. And worse, I don't know how things are now, but if the child gets married, then mother and daughter-in-law both are claimants. And poor fellow is caught, I wouldn't say between the devil and the deep sea, because both love. But then how beautiful if the mother understands that I have done my part, I am there whenever the child needs, but now it's his journey and they have to go through their life together. It will be beautiful. Things are changing in that direction. That would be love. and not attachment in love. So with everything, instead of getting attached to the or loving the transient part is the surface personality. Love that which is something deeper. Love the person, not the personality, as they say. And it will solve many problems in life. So person is independent of the personality. And if we take it to still deeper, we will never suffer the loss, because deep within the person is always there with us. I remember when somebody asked, I think Kapali Shastri ji, but so true of all of us, even I remember, someone said, you know, when mother was there, very old sadhika. I said, excuse me, but you know, this is jarring to us. He said, why? I have lived with the mother. I said, yes, but the problem is you have only lived with her outer personality. So you say, mother, when mother was there? We have never felt that the mother was never there, because she is always there. So how do I know that she is always there? And it's not just a euphemism or the mind trying to, you know, because something deep within knows she is there. It's actually true of everyone. There is a way we can love in our depths, and from there is no loss. So we have to learn that. It's not easy, because love also is tainted by egoism. So we have to learn to love truly. Then the third is, I'm not going to details how to love truly. Okay. Then the third is the way of the will. So the will is like, well, I face my fears. What if I am alone? All right. I take the challenge of life. Maybe I'll be alone on the mountains and nobody around. So what? If such be my destiny, I take it. See, there is a greatness in that. We grow up. People often say that, you know, when somebody is old, who will look after? I said, don't make me feel like a weak old man. I said, anybody. Why? Why can't one look after? Okay, you will have little staggering steps. Use a stick. Or if you can't use a stick, you are bound to the chair or the bed. There is the divine who is with you. He will take care. He is always with us. So when we bond with the divine, then we can face our loneliness with joy. So that takes us to the last method, which is the spiritual way of tackling loneliness, tackling the losses, is to, you know, to take refuge and shelter completely in the divine. It is not something which is to be spoken, as to be lived. Now, when one understands that a permanent companion, friend, beloved, father, mother, call whatever, is the divine. And when we form that bond, then we are never worried, we are never, afraid, we never feel a loss, because we know that when we withdraw from the world of the senses, where do we go? We go into her lap. It's not something to lament. It's not something to lament. It's such a joy. I've told everybody that, you see, gone means gone. Don't try to do this third day, fourth day. It's a shameful thing. What fourth day, tenth day? When you are with the mother. If you have, somebody has to do a meditation on fourth day and tenth day, that means I wasted my life. So when you go straight into her arms. That's it. Now this is agreed that it doesn't come naturally. So at some point one has to start. But when it comes is the permanent remedy. Because all are safe in her, all are one in her. And I know one has to, it's easy to say. But to say it requires a practice behind it. And one has to practice it, to nestle in her arms, take refuge in her arms. Let her take the lead. Let our destiny be entirely hers. So these are the four ways. Okay? Way of knowledge, way of love, way of will, and way of the soul.